بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The discussion is animals or creations that we should not kill. One we discussed was the surat, second was the frogs, third is the hudhud, which is known as the upu bird in English. It was the bird that used to direct Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his army to water, which made it easy for them to perform wudu for salah. Similarly, it was instrumental in the guidance of the Queen Bilqis, who accepted Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The next is bees. This is an insect that is divinely inspired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to produce honey. In a hadith reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all types of insects will be let loose upon the dwellers of hell, but that so that they may be tortured except the bee. The bee is an asset to human beings as it produces honey, which is a cure for mankind from thousands of ailments. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that anything be killed except if they cause harm. Killing snakes, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fails to kill a snake due to fear for it is not from amongst us. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven rewards for the one who kills a snake and the one for the one who kills a chameleon. Note, snakes should be killed as they are harmful. As far as the chameleon is concerned, it is narrated that this particular creature fanned the fire of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in its own way. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.